on it once. Fill up with Shell V Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Redbox has something for everyone, along with a new comedy that can't be missed. The King of Staten Island, starring Pete Davidson, is now available at the box and streaming on demand. Directed by Judd Apatow, The King of Staten Island is laugh-out-loud funny, but will surprise you with a truly heartfelt story. It also features an all-star cast starring Marissa Tomei, Bill Burr, Steve Buscemi, and more. Rent The King of Staten Island tonight, along with other new movies at Redbox. Make it a movie night and visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We can help you out and get you ready for the colder weather ahead. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination. Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You know him?
To be honest with you, Fitz, this letter will not change a lot for me.
You love her.
There's no simple solution how to move forward. You mentioned if you could go back in time.
Sarah Spain, Jason Fitz, are Spain and Fitz.
We're back.
He's not going to feel it the same way. It's like a Harden or a West.
Today is a dark, dark day for the New York Knicks.
He's allowed to benefit from the hype of us promoting him to MVP level.
And they let him go for nothing.
Spain and Fitz returns weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
Can we talk
sports?
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. Hour three of the Sports Hangover underway. As always, we like to start things off this way.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend. It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend.
Jordan Klebe. Trying to get us the very latest from head coach Sean Payton. We'll have that here shortly. In short, he didn't talk about it. Didn't want to talk about it. Apparently, it's news to him that Taysom Hill will be your starter on Sunday, even though every report out there is doing that. So how much is it, this information? Is it real? We're finally going to get to see Taysom Hill make a start with your New Orleans Saints or not. We do know for a fact, though, that old noodle arm, he will be starting. His thoughts on the injury to Drew Brees, a guy that's had many a battle with Drew Brees in this rivalry, had this to say.
You hate seeing it. I was actually watching the game at home and, you know, saw the hit. And it just, by his reaction getting up, you know, we've all kind of been there. You kind of know when somebody has body language, like something's not right. I didn't know to what extent, you know, it was. Until, you know, saw, I guess, Monday after the game what he was going through. But I've always known he's so tough. But, you know, that's a tough thing to see. You know, I think it's five broken ribs and, you know, a collapsed lung. I just hope he's doing okay and feeling okay. And those things are able to heal up for him and he's able to play at some point this year.
Did you reach out to him at all? Or
I haven't sent him a text, but I got to send him a text message. Thank you for that reminder. But
Oh, what a nice guy, huh, Jordan? About that. New alarm sending Drew a message. As I mentioned, though, man, lots of battles between these two quarterbacks.
Yeah, there's been a lot of them. I was doing an interview before this. I think we've played 23 times or something like that. So, you know, quite a few matchups against each other. You know, I'm hoping he can get healthy. I know he's going through a rough patch right now, and hopefully he's able to get back out and play at some point here soon. But I'll miss competing against him just because, you know, if you win against them and he's playing, you know that you've done a good job and earned victory because he's been so productive and so great throughout his career.
Matt Ryan on the rivalry with the Saints.
Man, it's been, I guess I didn't really know just, you know, how significant it was when I first got here and how deep it runs. But, you know, I certainly have a really good appreciation for that now. It's been a lot of fun to play in this matchup for a long time. I think it's been, you know, a team that we've gone against that has been really good for the better part of the last decade. You know, they're always competitive. They're well coached.
His thoughts on overall the Saints so far this season?
They're good. They're playing well for sure. They were pretty good in 2009, and you know had it rolling back then. It's certainly up there though. I think their front seven is playing extremely well. They add Quan Alexander at the linebacker position in the last couple of weeks, who we know from being in division is you know incredibly athletic, really good skill set. So. I think they're playing great right now. They're doing a good job of being disruptive on first down, knocking people off schedule. I think we've got to do a great job of being efficient in first down.
All right, so that's Matt Ryan on the Saints, Drew Brees, the rivalry, the injury, et cetera. Now let's get to Sean Payton. He just spoke, seven, 8 minutes ago. He wrapped up right before the top of the hour there, so I want to give that straight to you, what he had to say. Here we go. Who's your quarterback?
Sean, is there anything important from a team standpoint, just letting them know who the starter is and announcing it this Friday? Does that play a role in it at all?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, yeah, I think everyone's on the same page.
How excited are you just as a play caller to have him be able to have this opportunity and show what he can? Because it's been a couple of years coming, right?
Who are we talking about?
Taysom Hill.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too, because I haven't announced that either one of those two are starting.
So that was just leaked by someone else, I guess, today?
I didn't see today or what you're talking about.
Oh, it was just a headline on ESPN that Taysom was going to start.
Yeah, I didn't see that. And again, you know, we've had a good week of preparation, and we're looking forward to the game.
Just to clarify, so no one has been named a starter.
Yeah, listen, someone has been named the starter, but we haven't announced it. Is that all right?
Gotcha. No, just clarify. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There you go. So, Jordan, we do have a starter. Team knows. You just don't need to know. You're on a need-to-know basis, Jordan.
Oh.
Did you know that?
It was only like the biggest storyline of the morning.
Now, for who? For who?
For everybody.
Not for them.
Not for the Saints.
Definitely not for the Falcons. They don't need to know. They don't need to know
about that.
No, nobody needs to know. Nobody needs to know. How about we try it this way? Would you rather play two quarterbacks or just one? That was good. That was good.
Yeah, there's no different injury risk if you're playing two rather than one.
Yes, there is.
Obviously, you want to be healthy at that position. That certainly doesn't weigh into it. And, yeah, I mean, look, like I said, we'll focus in on this game and specifically the roles that we envision, and then we'll go from there.
Because of the time frame, because of the opponent, and I mentioned this, the fact that you're facing a pair of coaches that you face, kind of knowing – maybe the wrinkle is no one can prepare for Taysom because you haven't seen him. I'm just thinking out loud here, Jordan. Could we see Taysom this week and Jameis next week?
Wait.
I don't think that's unreasonable. Well, why are you waiting me? What?
Whole argument was, well, who gives you the best chance to win?
This week.
So now we're doing this.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just thinking
out loud.
So now
we're doing this.
I'm just thinking out loud. Drew just got hurt. We had to figure
before
out what
was
going on.
Taysom knows the
it,
playbook
he does,
better.
Right. So he helps you quicker this week.
It's not a
They have
a
two coaches that know you.
Concern.
They know your team. They know your staff. They know your tendencies. You know what they don't know? Taysom Hill.
Now we're throwing it all
starter.
Out the window.
I'm just saying it gives Jameis a full week of practice. More.
One week of practice.
One more week this week.
I have to stop you there. I'm sorry.
You don't think this is?
I've had some hot takes.
Oh, I, no, I didn't
and
say this is a hot take.
My takes.
No, this wasn't
I'll
a take. I'm just thinking out loud. Listen to what he said this week.
But this one's on another level.
No, I'm going by what Coach
another
Payton says.
7 days.
Brian always says, listen to Sean. He's telling you what he's thinking in plain sight. What's a good way to keep people off base?
I think he's already done
one quarterback this week, one quarterback next
come
week.
Come on.
What do you think? Carousel of quarterbacks? No? So you don't think Coach there maybe insinuated, well, maybe it's Taysom this week, maybe it's Jameis next week. Because that's what I heard.
Sorry, Gus, this isn't LSU where it's like, no, just kick up your feet. We don't have a chance to, make the college
football
playoffs.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What if Taysom does start, play most of the game, and he's terrible? Wouldn't it be Jameis next week? So in theory, there could be some truth to that. See what I just did? I gave myself a little there. A little something. Yeah, could
little,
be.
A little loophole.
Yeah, it was. I did give myself a loophole there. I totally did. It was mentioned today by reporters that Drew Brees is there. It's a practice, huh?
He had his cap on.
Last week, was yesterday. Everyone was tweeting. He was smiling. He was all smiles yesterday. You saw that? Did you see that? The video? You're just yucking it up, man. Out there at practice. Coach Payton, can you talk about Drew Brees at practice?
Look, it's invaluable. His knowledge of what we're doing offensively, his expertise. He's got great eyes and real good insight. It's obviously like having another coach. And last year when this happened, that wasn't the case because he was getting some scans done. And so I think it was maybe week two that he joined us, but yeah, that's a big deal.
One more from head coach Sean Payton. We'll go to the phone lines here. I know. Was he asked about the bagel? You said somebody asked him about the bagel.
It was the first question.
It was the first question.
After the 15-second pause.
They were trying to butter him up.
It was.
That's what that was.
Just listen to what I kept in.
Sean, I'll go ahead and start. It seems like you've got some of the media a little shook, afraid to ask the hard-hitting question. So I got two for you. Number one, going back to that bagel, I need to know your cream cheese. I mean, are we flavored? Are we regular? Are we using whipped? And then number two, if or when a decision gets made about naming a starting quarterback, did the opponent this Sunday play any role in that decision-making process?
Yeah, let's start with that. Obviously, one of the things you guys hear me talk about a lot is focusing on each game. And so we'll do what's best relative to how we play the quarterbacks in situations and what we're trying to accomplish to win this game. The first one's easy. It's just a traditional Philadelphia brand, normal cream cheese.
There you go. He just got a sponsorship. Hey, kudos to whoever asked that. That was – did you learn there? Did you learn how to do that? Huh? Normally, 99% of the time, that would have maybe worked. It would have – you see, it was nice and relaxing. Let's just yuck it up. And then – oh, by the way, who's your starter? He kind of did it there again, too. Yeah, I think he's going to do this every week. I don't know. It could be one guy this week. Could be one guy the next week. I don't know. Where are we next week? I forgot. I haven't even looked at the schedule. Oh, Denver. I don't know. Taysom played at BYU, though, right? Isn't that kind of around where the Denver Broncos play?
Should have been doing this whole season.
Could
when
be
Drew
perfect.
Was healthy.
Could be perfect for Taysom. Taysom's more acclimated to that weather.
Jesus.
I'm all for this, actually. I'm all for this. Next week, I want it to be something completely different. Why don't we tweet at – he has a Twitter account. Tweet at Sean Payton what should be the piece of food in his mouth next week that he wants to be chewing on when we ask who's the starting quarterback. I think this should be a thing next week. Totally. What should he be chewing on? This week was a bagel. Chip or Skip online. What up, sir? How are you?
Chip or Skip. This is your That's buddy I... Chip, man. How's it going?
Hey, Chip, how are you?
Good, good. Hey, look, I only got about a minute, so I'm going to just – let me rattle all this off, and then I'm going to listen to you off the phone, okay? Before – well, first of all, on the SVP show, like as far as I said, it's bad beats, not bad bets.
That's
okay?
Right.
And second of all, okay, I told you before the season that they signed Jameis Winston to be the backup, okay? Now, with Drew Brees being limited the last few weeks, and I tweeted this earlier in the week to you, Jameis Winston has had most of the first team practice, all right, leading up to last week. He had his debut, his audition, you want to say, whatever you want to call it, last week. I don't think he held up, okay? So, this week, according to ESPN, Taysom Hill had all the first team practice, which means that Sean didn't even consider Jameis for this week. So I really think that they've given up on Jameis. Okay. Hey, good talk to you. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Chip. Appreciate it. See, that's my thing, right? Is it that you've given up and you think he can't do it, or is it, again, like I think, you're going to go to somebody you think, again, this week, gives you the best shot right now to do that? And as we mentioned earlier, Teddy Bridgewater was in the building a little longer than Jameis. Maybe this week, you could keep rolling your eyes at me all you want. What if it's Taysom this week and it's Jameis next week? Then what? What are you going to give me? What are you going to give me?
What? I'm not giving
what are you
going to
give me?
I'm not giving you anything.
What are you going to give me?
Giving you anything.
Disrespect in your face. Richard, thank you for calling the Sports Hangover. How are you?
I'm great. This has been great listening to you two go back and forth. I'm loving every second of it. But what you said regarding for this week, if we're just looking at this week, I'm with you. I actually thought about this earlier when Schefter and ESPN were saying, hey, Taysom's going to be starting. Now, let's just assume that's what's going to happen, and Taysom will, in fact, start. I thought about it, and it's like, if this is the next Steve Young, if this is the glow in Sean Payne's eye, this is basically his shot. Because we know Atlanta. Atlanta knows us. They don't know Taysom. They know Jameis. They know Drew. But they don't really know Taysom. And we know Atlanta. And you know Sean will probably have not – I don't want to say a quick hook, but let's say first couple drives are three and outs, or he turns the ball over like he did, you know, last week and against Green Bay. You know, it won't be like we'll ride or die with him like it would be with Drew. It'll be, let's see what you got. Here you go, because we know Atlanta. We know their defense. You should know their defense, being on the team 3 years. Here you go. And then if he struggles, or we're just, it's a repeat of last year when we played it, when we hosted Atlanta, then, you know, all right, well, there you go. I gave you your shot. All eyes could see. And now, you know, put Jameis back in there. That's honestly what I kind of think about it. If Taysom is going to start.
Right. Oh, you got something.
I also want to go back to your argument saying that for this week, it might be a better matchup for Taysom Hill, but wouldn't you say Jameis Winston would be the better matchup?
Statistically, he's done well against the Falcons,
He's played each other. Was in the division with him, Tampa Bay. I mean, he's played the Falcons multiple times, so why not start? If it is what you're saying, start one quarterback this week, start another the next week, why not put Jameis in this week and then start Taysom Hill next week? So, I mean, that's where I don't think... Okay. That's where Sean
What do you say to that, Richard, before I say it? What do you say to that?
Well, the thing is, too, it's like I look at the opponent, because I get bad memories of when LSU did the rotational quarterback thing. So I would love if it's, you know, next week he's eating a donut, but he refuses to announce that, you know, it'll be Jameis at Denver. I personally just felt... And to his point when he was saying, like, well, Winston knows Atlanta. Exactly. But that's where I look at the other side. Atlanta knows Winston. So if you want any advantage, you could go with the ones they only have a few pieces of film on. And, again, let's put it in the pot and see what cooks.
I love it. Richard not only gave us his opinion,
I'll
Jordan, he also gave us something that Sean Payton can chew on next week. When he's asked about the starting quarterback and he didn't have to answer because his mouth is full, he went with a donut. Richard, what kind of donut?
Jelly-filled glazed donut.
Ooh, jelly-filled glazed. All right. There you go.
Is a bagel considered a donut?
No. One's a bagel, one's a donut. You know what, Richard? Thank you for the phone call. I got to go to the break.
You know
the difference between a donut and a bagel?
Same shape.
No! They're not even remotely the same.
Yes, they are.
Oh, my
God. Got a hole in the middle of
anyway, them. Sports Hangover. We come back. Marlon Favorite, save us from the Sports Hangover.
Year-end savings start now. At Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Huge discounts, plus year-end incentives make now the best time to upgrade at Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Super year-end deals. Highlanders, RAV4s, and 4Runners marked on sale. Plus, get up to $2,000 over Kelley Blue Book for your trade. The time is now for super year-end pricing. Check out the inventory online at GregLeBlancToyota.com or at Greg LeBlanc Toyota, Hollywood Road in Houma.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
In our current COVID-19 climate, it's time to think differently about employee health, and Terrebonne General Medical Center's Workplace Readiness Team is here to help. With over 65 years of trusted leading-edge experience, we are here to provide the resources you need to keep your workforce healthy and prepared with COVID-19 testing, employee health risk screenings, cleaning protocols, a nurse hotline, and much more. A healthy workforce is a productive workforce. Schedule your workplace readiness assessment by calling 850-6214 or visit tgmc.com.
There's an underdog story happening today in America. Small businesses are fighting to make a comeback, but in the moment they have the least, they're giving the most. They're rallying communities and neighborhoods, yet asking for little in return. Well, it's time we gave back. Small Unites is making it simple for everyone to take action and support the small businesses that unite us all. Find out how you can donate, shop, and share today at smallunites.org.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Hour three of the Sports Hangover continues. Top of the hour, Matt Moscone after further review. Marlon Favorite. You can follow him on Twitter at BigFave504 inside the Trenches podcast. Sir, how are you this afternoon?
All is well, Goose. Just enjoying this beautiful Friday afternoon in New Orleans.
Yeah.
After last night's football game, De La Salle had a big win, and I'm watching film here, watching the huddle. Looks like Cantrell scored a touchdown, but it wasn't quite a touchdown. They say he was stopped at the one.
It's no bueno. It's no bueno, especially with those officials there. I'll say this, man. I want to promote something that I heard that. You had a really cool podcast with Delvin Pro, man. I didn't know him, obviously, in how well you know him, I guess, I wanted to get into. And what was something you really took out of that conversation with him?
What I really took out of my conversation with Bro Gus was I didn't know he had went through all of that. Like, you know somebody and you hear their story, but you kind of hear the story everybody else hears. But when that person actually tells it to you from their perspective, It's different. And, like, Bro's, like, in book writing mode right now, and the book's about to drop. So he was really going in. So I wasn't aware of the multiple suicide attempts in 2010. I wasn't aware of, you know, the verbal and mental abuse coming up as a kid. So you think you knew a guy, you've been knowing him. 12-13 years I've been knowing Bro, but you learned something new in the interview.
All right, Marlon, let's get into the LSU Fighting Tigers. You're part of the LSU Sports Radio Network, and again, we'll tell people how to go get that podcast and go listen to your conversation with Delvin Bro, the former Saint and LSU Tiger and Canadian football player. So let's get into LSU here. We spoke with Chris Blair yesterday. He told us that Terrence Marshall called a players-only meeting to try to kind of do things that you suggested they probably needed to do, So that's an interesting element of it. What have you been able to ascertain and gather here since LSU last took to the football field?
Well, I did hear about Terrence Marshall calling up the team and about him being a nonverbal guy. You know, he's the type of guy that talks with his pads. And, Gus, that's what this LSU team needed a very long time ago, because sometimes it's not just physical. I thought that Urban Meyer said a really great take on last week after the Big Ten game it was. He was talking about a lot of the times it's not the players and sometimes it's not the coaches, but it's just a certain situation. It's a setup, and it automatically made me think about this all-star team we had with the New Orleans Voodoo my second year. It was a year where I eclipsed my number of sacks ever as a football player. It was a good year, but it was a bad year because we stunk as a team.
Mm-hmm.
I think we won like 3 games that year. But it was just the team was loaded with talent, but it was just the synergy that wasn't on. And a lot of times it's just that. So I talk about this LSU football team and what Terrence Marshall was talking about, and just all the stuff that, you know, this program is going through right now. These young players' heads are more than likely all over the place, Gus. So you needed somebody that was respected throughout the locker room, throughout the SEC. Doesn't talk much. So if he says something, that must mean something. So I thought that was big for him.
What do you think that does? Look, one of the things that Chris said, too, is that he said in seasons past, and especially like last year and even before that, you know, there was no need to sort of look for a player to kind of step up, be that leader, kind of not even just rah-rah, but just to hold people accountable and do that with their play as well. And that's what you and I talked about several weeks ago, is that when you replace 19 of 22, I mean, they haven't had their lumps, Marlon. They who is the leader? Well, you know what? You can't know because no one's played there long enough. You haven't had snaps, man. Very few people walk in as either a freshman or their first time there and just have that about them, that it factor, that super it factor that makes you the number one overall pick. What Joe Burrow did is not normal. It takes time for people to kind of develop, be that voice, maybe want to do that. The Pelicans are still trying to find somebody to do that, you know? If it's not in your personality, it's not what you are, who you are. So I'm not surprised, and it just, it's what we've been talking about. It takes maybe adversity, Marlon, for somebody to kind of step up.
It does. It does take adversity a lot of times. And, you know, one thing about folks that's not verbal, they're constantly in their head. So, you know, you take a guy like Terrence Marshall, this is probably something he's always been thinking, but finally decided to be a little more vocal with their players. And you mentioned Joe Burrow and what he was able to do when he came in there last year. One thing people don't mention a lot about Joe Burrow was the amount of pedigree that he had, the fact that his dad was a coach and his dad was able to mentor him and talk to him about, you know, these different things. So, you know, taking a step back and looking at it from that lens, it's a different attitude. You know, this team doesn't really have – let me take a few steps back. This team hasn't had an opportunity to display that type of leader because they've been losing. You know, we could potentially be going on a third week without a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of moving pieces on a team that basically got punched in the mouth. You know, you kind of show up right after a national championship, you're considered the greatest college football team ever, and then that team breaks up, and now you have to face it. So I start thinking of players and as fans or as alum or as former players or like us, Gus, guys in the broadcasting industry, we naturally think about, oh, the guys that are the leaders on the team are the superstars, you know, the guys that are making plays on the field. But a lot of times it may be a guy that in the locker room that may have more of a leadership personality that isn't a superstar but keeps everything together.
Very true. Very good points when you look at it from that perspective. So you look at this Arkansas team that been a storyline this year, obviously, with the way they've been playing hard, Marlon. I don't think they have at the talent level that maybe a lot of teams have in that upper echelon, I guess, of the SEC, but they're playing for their new coach. And look, you add the element maybe of some rain tomorrow morning. You add what's happened with LSU, the USA Today story, all of this other stuff. Man, I think tomorrow is kind of a big game on the grand scale of things for the future for both of these schools, right? I mean, this year's this year. I think this is about now from here on out starting to build about next year. And I think this could be one of those games that starts that direction one way or another.
It is. It's one of those games. It's almost like a reset for the Tigers. They hadn't played in 2 weeks. So it's really one of those situations where you have an Arkansas team that's coming here that's going to fight. Felipe Franks is a player that is very capable. They have a running game that works. They actually have a local on their team. Greg Brooks Jr. played right here at West Jefferson High School. Who was an amazing scholar and is doing a great job for that defense out there. So Arkansas is a capable team. They're not the Arkansas that we typically know. This is a team that, again, everybody, Gus, hello somebody, talk to me now. Think about it like this. Everybody remember that from last year, where we did them. So no one's going to forget. And even though Arkansas is 3-4, their record is better than ours. So it is an opportunity, again, for LSU to go out there and just play ball, man. Mm-hmm. Mano y mano. And that's all I really got to say about that.
All right. Speaking of mano a mano, Raheem Morris, interim coach of the Falcons, said that very thing about these two teams come rivalry-wise. It's at the end of the day, it's about one-on-one matchups, beating a guy across from you. Everybody knows one another. The coaches know one another. You know, Dirk Cutter, Raheem Morris, they were head coaches over at Tampa Bay, and they faced Sean Payton and the Saints. So it's a very weird dynamic, what's happening Sunday here. That said, how do you see Sunday shaping up, man?
Sunday, I do think the game is going to be super competitive. Atlanta's hungry. They're fighting to either stay in that third spot and ruffle some feathers. And I mean, in the case of Coach Raheem Morris, this is his audition for a head coaching job. Should we just keep him here as the head coach? Mm-hmm. So if he can finish on a good note, it works in his favor, whether it's somewhere else with another job or a head coaching opportunity. So you look at it from Atlanta's perspective, they have the athletes. You know, Deion Jones is arguably one of the best linebackers in the NFL. You look at DeMario Davis and Bobby Wagner as well. For the Saints, defense, and more defense, because, again, let's address the elephant in the room. Coach Sean Payton had announced that Taysom Hill is going to be the starting quarterback. I'm not fully agreeing on that move, but I do understand that Coach Payton is a guru in his way, and he does understand and he knows what his team is capable of. I just really felt like in a game particularly like this, an experienced starter like Jameis Winston would have been a better deal. But, hey, who am I? I'm not an offensive mind a coach like Coach Payton. So I don't know what this offense is going to look like. I did see an NFL meme of Michael Thomas punching holes in the wall because the Saints is going to run that one playoff from back. Draw.
You're going to
feel like Percy Harvin and Tebow, right?
Oh, there you go. I think it'll be fun. Hey, tell everybody where they can find that podcast and check out your conversation with Delvin Bro.
Oh, y'all can go to anywhere there's podcast, Overcast, or whether it's iTunes. Type in Inside the Trenches, Lamar and Favorite, or you can go to my Twitter, baby, at BigFave504. Check out those episodes. I got Ryan Perilou coming on my next episode, so that'll be a good one as well.
Nice, man. Always a pleasure, man. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday, sir.
You do the same, dude, baby.
Marlon Favorite. BigFave504, the way to follow on Twitter. Mr. Leo Haggerty on deck. Ready to go. We'll talk a little bit about the NFC South with us, including those Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Unhappy at your job? You don't really have a career. You have a job. Or maybe you're out of work altogether. Listen to me. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Sound too good to be true? Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes. Meet just twice a week. Financial aid, including the GI Bill, is available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers is paying the taxes on every item you purchase up to $4,000.
At Ramsey's, we give you a magical price.
And offer you long-term financing.
With approved credit and until the end of the day on Saturday, we're even paying all the taxes for you.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers is the largest diamond store in Louisiana.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're like me, your pets are family. So when disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. American Humane has tips to help protect our best friends in their worst times. So please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hi, I'm Casey Gisclair.
And I'm Stan Gravois.
Join us every Saturday right here for the Sports Corner.
High school, college, and national sports.
Coaches and call-ins. And your take on our opinions in the world of sports.
So join us every Saturday from 10 to noon.
Right here on the Sports Corner, presented by TGMC Community Sports Institute.
10 to noon.
On ESPN 100.3.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Missed it. I'll play it again. This was a little bit earlier this morning. Not this morning. Jeez and Pete's. This afternoon. It just happened.
30 minutes ago.
Yeah, 30 minutes ago. I'm sorry, dude. I'm already looking at 3 o'clock here, sir. Let's see. Head coach Sean Payton didn't tell us anything about Taysom Hill, did he?
Nope.
He said news to him, Leo Haggerty of It Sports Magazine in Tampa, that Taysom Hill is the starter. Buying it, not buying it? Who do you think is starting the game or playing most of the snaps at quarterback for the Saints Sunday here in the Dome?
Gus, let me tell you what's happening up here. People are calling this New Orleans radio because all they are talking about today, because the Bucs play on Monday night,
right,
is Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill. You know, who should start? If I'm Sean Payton, and I got to find out what Taysom Hill gives me, and I think he's going to start one of these games, because you got to find out who the best guy is. I think it's Jameis, because when you get the good Jameis, it's the really good Jameis. Now, when you get the bad Jameis, it's the really bad Jameis, too. But the guy can play football, mm-hmm. and that's the bottom line. And I think Sean Payton's going to go with the best guy he thinks that can win. But he's also got to find out if Taysom Hill is a guy who can take 50, 60, 70 snaps a game. Mm.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was looking at it. My intern here, Jordan, doesn't agree with me. But Sean almost kind of like hints at it. What if it's one quarterback this week and next week it maybe is Jameis? Let's say it's Taysom this week and Jameis next week. I don't know if that's – well, look, here's the thing. It may not be conventional, but that maybe benefits the Saints, right? You don't know who to prepare for?
Oh, Gus, you hit the nail on the head, because now defenses have to prepare for two totally different entities. You got to prepare for a pocket passer like Jameis or a scrambler like Hill. And, again, that takes up practice time. And Sean Payton knows what he's going to do. You know, he may just have one guy the whole game, and then come Monday of next week, he'll say, yeah, you know what, I'm going to take a look at this other guy at practice, mm-hmm. too. Again, he's just planting the seed that forces teams to waste practice time on something he's not going to do.
I'll tell you what, at the very least, and we heard from Raheem Morris earlier in the week, he said, we don't know what Taysom Hill can do as a starter, and we know what he can do in a certain amount of plays, but 4 quarters and how and when you're going to call certain plays adds a different level to it. So especially as something that you've pointed out before, Leo, which so many former Tampa Bay Buccaneer head coaches now coaching the Falcons, the familiarity in this game is absurd when you think about it, right? I mean, from coaching tendencies to players and personnel, maybe this is the big difference, is that no one, like not even the Saints, know what they're getting.
Yeah, I think that the Falcons may know more about what the Saints are getting than the Saints, because you got Dirk Cutter as the offensive coordinator down there, and you got Raheem Morris. Both of them had Jameis, and now all of a sudden, you know, his body of work down there is what? Three quarters of a game. So, again, he's like the little girl with the curl. When she's good, she's very, very good, and when she's bad, she's awful. Well, if you get the good Jameis like we saw out in Seattle last year, man, you got a big-time quarterback in this. I'll tell you what's going to really help, Gus, is playing in the dome because there's no elements to deal with. There's no wind. There's no rain. There's no nothing. That's going to help Jameis a lot.
I think it'll be a classic Saints-Falcons game, and I think it's going to be somewhat different in a different element or two, depending on, I guess, which quarterback gets to say. I'm not, I know. I'm going to wait to see on Sunday because I don't know. He's got me thinking about it, which I guess means he's already won because that means the Falcons have to think about it, to your point, Leo Haggerty. He joins us on Friday to talk about the NFC South. So who do you see on Sunday coming out victorious?
I gotta think the Saints and the Falcons are playing really well now. You know, Matt Ryan and Dirk Cutter, you know, they're starting to blend, starting to get healthy down there. You're going to see number 41 play in that offense.
What do you think is the final score there on Sunday, Leo? You broke up a bit. I think we lost Leo, buddy. Try to give him a call again. He was starting to go out. I think we lost the connection there with Leo Haggerty here. Have you haven't given me a score yet, by the way.
I have not.
You have not.
I'm going to say this is one of the more low-scoring games
really?
Of the Saints season. Give me...
Based on what? Falcons defense has trouble stopping people, although they're playing better.
They are playing better. Just give me, because of all the uncertainty of last week, you saw Drew Brees kind of put up most of the touchdowns in last week's victory over the 49ers until he got hurt. And then once Jameis got in, it was Alvin Kamara was still a big, really big part of the game. Let me take that back. Alvin Kamara was still a really big part of the game. But if I'm going off of what you're saying, and Taysom Hill is the starting quarterback, maybe there might be some cause of concern of Alvin Kamara's health. I know he was at practice today. So if Alvin Kamara is not there, I'm going to say maybe 17-10 Saints.
That's really low. You think it's that low?
I mean, you can't rely on Alvin Kamara to be scoring a touchdown every single time. You got to get other weapons involved in the game.
I was going to go something like 27-23 Saints. 27-23 is what I'd be back. Leo, I say 27-23. Thanks for getting back to us. Jordan's going 17-14.
17-10.
Same thing. What do you have?
Again, I got 23-21 Saints. I don't think it's going to be pretty football. Mm-hmm. I think the Saints are going to try to run the ball. I think the big thing is you got to take 11 out of the game because Julio Jones is the heart and soul of that offense. And if you take him away, you got a good chance of winning. And I think that the Saints have those weapons in the defensive secondary that they can do that. And again, Sean Payton's a smart guy. He plays these guys twice a year. He knows what he's got to do. And I wouldn't be surprised, Gus, in the first three series to see whoever starts in two and then another guy come in for a series just to get the Falcons off that.
I totally think I would not be surprised to see that as well. It's literally the first thought that popped in my mind when I heard that this morning based on how Ian Rappaport's first tweet was. If things shake out or pan out this morning or later today, that Taysom would get the snap. I think there's a lot of gamesmanship going on right now with Sean Payton, and it's smart. That's fine. It's got us talking about it. It's got to have the Falcons maybe wondering about it, as you mentioned. If it's 5 minutes at practice that they have to take up, it's 5 minutes that they can't work on other things. Does it really matter come game time? I don't know. Whoever's back there has got to execute. And just like, you look, with Carolina, that's a tough matchup for them. They don't really have a lot of healthy bodies over there. That's one of those games where I guess I'm going Detroit.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford, again, Bridgewater got banged up at the end of the game with the Bucs. Don't know if that's got any lingering effects. But I'll tell you what, Matthew Stafford is the best quarterback that just can't get to the playoffs. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised to see Detroit, even though they're a dome team, come into Carolina and win. In fact, I like Detroit 24-17.
Okay, and quick preview, Rams and Bucks, Monday Night Football. What you got?
Well, I got the Buccaneers 21, I got the Rams 21, and I'm going to take travel. Give the Bucs 7. This is the Rams' fifth time coming back to the Eastern time zone.
Wow.
It's one of those years, you know, every 15 years where you play the NFC East and the AFC East, and then they get the Buccaneers as well. So this is their fifth trip back, and it's got to take a lot out of them. Plus, they have a COVID scare out there. They haven't been able to practice. They've been doing a lot of Zoom meetings. 28-21 Buccaneers, and they keep stay right on the heels of the thing.
Leo, as always, man, appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
Yeah, hey, Gus, I need a favor from you, though. I need you to ask your Pelicans guy, mm-hmm. how come the NBA is only putting out half a season schedule? Are they afraid somebody...
No, it's two parts. I was told it was two parts. So part one and then part two will be coming later on.
I think they're waiting to see if how many teams have to go belly up after part one.
Well, that's going to be part of it. We just found out Toronto is going to be somewhere. I think Tampa, huh?
Yeah. We're going to see Toronto down here, possibly Tampa or Nashville. Could get interesting, Gus.
And there you go. Leo, we'll be talking Hoopstead, apparently, in the near future as well. Thank you, bud.
Have a great weekend.
You too, man. Have a great weekend. Quick break where we come back. Final segment of the show. 800-998-1003. Got that much time to give us a call, give us a key, give us a score, offense, defensive play. We haven't even got into half of that, huh? This is all your fault, Jordan. I feel like we haven't done much. Although, at the end of the day, I have no idea when we have 15 minutes left, huh? Kind of went by fast today.
It has gone by fast today compared to the whole rest of the week.
Wow. So I bored you the rest of the week. That's what you just told me. Sports Hangover wraps up next. Thank you, Jordan.
Put words to my mouth. Orleans. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't
live without me no more. Yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy, Buick, new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way of saying thanks for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that light new pre-owned any make or model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the web at goldenmotors.com. 325-1000. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Set yourself up for success when planning your next event, whether it's wedding, festival, Mardi Gras, rodeo, or concert. Joe Septic Contractors knows that it's important to cover your bases. Joe Septic Contractors can supply multi-stall restroom air-conditioned trailers anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Planning a luxury event? Check out their new black tie luxury restroom and shower trailers. Visit Joe Septic at viscom.net with locations in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville.
Men, are you having trouble with reduced energy, increased body fat, reduced libido, or even ED? Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengill for Men's Total Health, and these are signs of hormone imbalance. I paid the clinic a visit in Metairie on Vets behind the Fidelity Building, and from Andrea's warm greeting to the understandable info from Shane, I learned how low T can impair immune response, cause insomnia, brain fog, and affect overall self-confidence. Improve quality of life and relationships. They accept all major insurances, so visit menstotalhealth.net today and let them know you heard it on the Sports Hangover.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
So let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. Hour number three, about to wrap up here, Jordan Kleber. Matt Muscoda, after further review, we'll have the very latest as the Tigers get ready for Arkansas tomorrow morning. Who you got tomorrow, Arkansas or LSU? You're wearing your LSU polo today, so apparently it's go Tigers, huh?
To be honest with you, I saw the first shirt.
Is that what it was? So it wasn't you just feeling...
First shirt I saw, I just picked it up, put it on.
Who you got? Arkansas, LSU?
LSU. But at the beginning of the season, I even said, hey, this team might not be so hot. Mm. And Arkansas, I'm actually proud of Arkansas. Arkansas has actually improved 50% from last year. Right. So
Pretty good.
Still going to go with LSU.
I'm going to go Arkansas.
Because you're doing Arkansas game day?
Probably.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, well, this way we can it's a matchup, you know? You got your team, I got my team. Let's see what happens.
You're wearing red.
All right, well, this was complete. Again, but this does say ESPN. It is ESPN red.
Yeah.
A couple of Saints players here before we on out here. What does Dr. Sharif had to do? What is this? What is this with Alvin Kamara? What is this about here?
Just play it.
All right, I'll play it. Sharif Ishak from Channel 6.
No, not Sharif Ishak. No.
Is it different, Dr. Sharif?
This is Alvin's. This is Alvin's doctor. Alvin Kamara's doctor.
I have no idea what you're doing. Anyway,
I think I talked to him on Monday. I mean, we just talk about everything, you know, from mechanics to you know, certain plays to, you know, guys, other guys around the league that, you know, we were training with. And, you know, we just talk, we stay in touch and, you know, he makes sure I'm feeling good. That's how I'm feeling. And, you know, we just communicate. You know, that's my guy. So, you know, if he sees anything, he tells me if, you know, whether it's good or bad, you know, he's going to let me know. So, you know, he's kind of one of those people that I, like, if he calls me, I'm picking up the phone. If somebody else calls me, I might ignore it. But if Sharif calls me, I'm picking up.
I thought it was Sharif Ishak.
No.
All right. Well, you could have told me that.
I put doctor in front of it.
Well, Dr. Sharif, he may play a doctor sometimes in the question. Oh. Maybe the question was, hey, Alvin, how's the foot going? I have a foot injury, too. This is what I do to heal your foot or something. I don't know. Alvin Kamara on the Falcons.
Our first time playing them. I've watched a couple of their games, obviously, film study from before this week. But, you know, a coaching change ain't really, I don't know. I didn't really pay attention to that. But, I mean, throughout the whole season, I mean, the players are the same players. You know, they play well together. They're fast. They're active front. You know, they move around. They try to create some confusion with the things they're doing as far as blitzes and the line, and you know they got some pretty good guys in the back end that cover. So we got to be on our game.
You know, one of the things though, there's so many. I mean, you need doctors, man. I mean, right now the way this team is banged up so much, and what's remarkable is literally the 49ers came into the game banged up. Yet they left the Saints even more banged up. I want to say last week they were the healthiest they've ever been, right? Like three players. On Friday? I want to say it was three players on Friday, and they were all like 11. I mean, there was no one even questionable, really, honestly. But it was one of the healthiest weekends going into a game that they've had all season. Here's Kamara on the Saints being nicked up.
I think it's resiliency. I mean, we know how to win. We know what it takes to win. We know how to prepare. Everybody kind of has the same message on this team. Everybody knows that. You got to be ready. One injury away, I guess. So everybody knows, you know, what we're trying to do. The main goal, the bigger picture. So that's what we keep in mind.
Was he asked about the quarterback? I see this. This is funny. Let's see how he answers this one.
I mean, obviously, they got to lock in a little bit more, probably. for us, I mean, for everybody, honestly, I'm gonna tell the truth. We still got to play. We don't get an automatic bye week because Drew not playing or because anybody not playing. We got to play still. So, I mean, it is what it is. They get paid to play just like Drew gets paid to play. So they'll be ready.
Very interesting. So you try. He started at first. He's like, well, you know what? The whole team's got to get ready to go. Sean has them trained. Huh? You think there was a little debriefing earlier in the week? Y'all are going to be asked. Y'all don't know nothing. You think that was told? Yes, no, maybe?
Maybe.
Okay. Jared Cook, though, he was asked about Jameis Winston being a vocal player.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when a guy's able to be vocal and you're able to understand what he's thinking a lot when he lines up on that field and understand the checks and the plays that he's going to get to, I think that helps out quite a bit. And then, you know, when you know a guy's personality or how they play the game better, it helps out the whole offense. Because a lot of times, you know, we're moving off of body movements and kind of ESP and you know, the defense is never going to give you exactly how you practiced it all the time. So a lot of times it's improv on the move. So the better page you're on with your quarterback, the better, more vocal he is, and the better he is for us, that helps everybody out.
But what are you laughing at?
No, nothing.
You're a joke. Is that what you're laughing at over there? Because I'm about to out you out right here.
No, it is.
Why don't you describe to people what you're looking at right now?
It's sports-related. It's sports-related.
It is absolutely not sports-related.
Bet.
What are you looking at?
Thomas O'Tooley over on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You knew it was coming. Ja Morant meets Ja Raff. Get it? Get it? Ja Raff? Grizzly star. Ja Morant visits baby giraffe. Ja Raff. At Memphis Zoo, Morant visited Ja Raff at the Memphis Zoo where he attempted to feed the newborn. And that is your...
we literally have 3 minutes left in the show. Is that what you're focused on right now?
Sports update.
Ja Raff?
Is that what Ja Morant?
You have checked out, haven't you? You have just checked out. You're something else. Ja Raff.
Ja Raff.
That is kind of creative, though. I'm not gonna lie. It is. Malcolm Jenkins' final bite of the show here. Says, look, I get it. We all know, man. No Drew. And look, at the end of the day, it does come down to the available Saints players. And hopefully we'll get a final injury report here in a little bit and see who's a go and not a go. I'm assuming since Alvin Kamara was seen back at practice today, he's going to go, which is a good thing. That's going to go a long way. I do think it being here helps. And I know it sounds silly. It's only an hour something flight, but it's the whole day's process on Saturday, right? You got to get up, you do your walkthrough, then you get to the airport, then you fly, then you travel, then you get to the hotel and do all those different things. It's a lot different when you can do the walkthrough at the facility, get extra treatment perhaps if you've been banged up, then a short drive to your place, and then you hang out and you relax and you wake up in the morning at your house and you make the drive to the Dome. So there is a little bit of a difference and it does help. Here's Jenkins.
I think where we are right now, you know, with the midpoint of the season, with a lot of football left to be played, for us is just blocking out. To me, the message is block out, you know, what everybody wants to say. Everybody's going to, you know, assume what they want. But we understand the mission that we're on, and that's regardless of who's on the field. It doesn't change. It's just about adjusting, stepping up, and doing your job. And for us, we've always been focused on the process all year. You don't let events like this change the process. And so that's really the message that I have for the guys is just, you know, go out and play. We don't have to do anything special. We believe that we have the locker room and the personnel and the coaching, the coaches to get the job done. So let's just go do our jobs and look forward to the competition.
There it is. I'm with you. I think the Saints do win this weekend, don't you?
I told you they do.
Yeah, but you don't have any faith in them.
I just don't have any faith that they're going to score points just from what I saw last
based
week.
Based on what? What did you see last week?
All I saw was Alvin put up points last week.
Okay, let me tell you. Did you watch the game? Did you watch the game at all?
I did watch the game.
Okay. So you know, like, the trap happened. You saw that, right? I mean, you saw anything and everything that could go wrong was starting to go wrong, right? You saw that. Missed field goal. I mean, everything. Injuries. You lost your starting quarterback. They've had a week to get ready for this. I think you'll see a much better offensive performance. I honestly would be shocked if the Saints struggle on offense. I do. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think I'm wrong. I think the Saints win. Why do you not have any faith or confidence?
I said they win.
No.
I said they
win.
You
and your little low score.
This is coming from the same guy. A win's a win. Win's a win.
Exactly right. I couldn't care less. That is very true. From here on out, with Drew out, win. 1 point, 10 points, 30 points.
Win's a win.
Win is an absolute win right now. You and the Packers battling. And look, not just you, the Packers, but the Bucks too. I mean, you want to win the division. You want to be able to host that playoff game. That is the key. Matt Moscone after further review is up next. Our thanks to Leo Haggerty, Marlon Favorite, Carlos Medina from Atlanta, Rafael Esparza, Ken Berthelot, Deuce Windham, and Jared Weiss.